We got J-Star in studio, a new video from Chad Black, a performance by Rowan Moe, and shout out to Alexis and Neil, our engineers, boop, for getting married. Stay tuned.
Should be right here in this drop top or in the sand on the beach that I live flat. Sex me with a few over my thighs. No Wi-Fi, you get to my hotspot. Can I be honest? Yeah, we both want it, yeah. You're losing focus. I hope you notice. You don't miss a good thing until it's gone. You don't take me serious until I'm done. You don't miss a good thing until.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives, The Beat. It's your boy, DJ Jesse J. Unfortunately, my queen-to-be could not be here because, you know, she making her coin, doing her hair and whatever. So we got Mr. Carter at the table, though.
We already know, though.
Hey. In studio, though, we got the one and only J-Star. Thank you for blessing us here today.
Me. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate We're going to play a video a little bit later.
Okay.
But first and foremost, so what we do is we play upcoming artists' videos. And just kind of give vibes about it. So now we were talking about Justine Skye, who I don't think looked like Rihanna. But someone
that's what he thinks. I think she looks like her on this single cover.
Okay.
And I made that very clear on the single cover.
I think she has the sound that she can write for Rihanna.
Agreed.
I don't think she looks like her, though, man.
just the album cover. But I love her. I think the song's dope. It's her and Jeremiah. The song's called Back For More, so make sure you guys check it out. So there's this artist. Her name is Reluce, I think we're going to call it that.
Reluce.
We've played her before, but she just dropped another visual. And okay. Go ahead, girl. The song's called The One, so take a look.
Maybe Ray Louise?
Ray Louise, there you are.
Yeah, you know I'm doing fine. Lost up, talking about you wanna come home for the night. Yeah, you know I'm looking good. I'm sauced up, got your life together. Now you're coming for your prize, cause I know I'm what you like. It only feels right. You've been out here learning lessons on how to do right. That's why I ain't got a flex, cause I know that I'm the one. Never stress, cause I know I'm number one. I ain't even pressed, cause I know that I'm the one. Know that I'm the one for you. I ain't got flex, cause I know that I'm the one. I ain't never stressed, cause I know I'm number one. I ain't even pressed, cause I know that I'm the one. Know that I'm the one for you. So I've been working real hard on myself, cause I go 0 to 100 in a minute. Trying to cool down my temper, give me December. Cause I go crazy when you're talking to them women. But you know I'm trying to stop, I'm getting better. Moving on, we change the topics like the weather. You know I've been trying to listen. I love you not to mention that I don't even know why I'm tripping. That's why I ain't got a flex, cause I know that I'm the one.
Ray Louise, The One. If you guys want to check her out on iTunes, it's R-E-L-X-U-I-S-E. Check her out. Her music is so dope.
Oh, yeah.
What are you thinking?
It's dope. Even for like a simple video like that, like she made this record like really dope.
Right, like the slowing down with the visuals, the colors.
Breakdown.
It was hella dope,
I'm over here like, I'm feeling it.
I'm with it, though, and the vibe is so right now. Now, we got a friend of the family here, Miss Lyrica Anderson. She dropped her latest video for Don't Take It Personal, and I'm proud of it because I feel like, I'm going to keep it real, ever since she came out with that King Me Too album, like, I mean, every song on that was like, banger.
She's dope.
And then after that, it was like everything she put out would be like, okay, one or two singles I was feeling. But
did you like the Hello Project?
One or two singles off of it. But this, I'm liking the tone. I'm liking the sound. I feel like she really brought it back to that 90s kind of R&B. Yeah. So here's the visual for Don't Take It Personal.
I know you probably hate me.
for always fucking with your head. I just don't know if you want me or if you're really after my breath. I do this to everyone, so don't feel special, yeah. Don't get comfortable in my bed after we done and nothing be said. Probably the perfect one, but I won't change up. Never believe it when you say I'm the only one. That's why I do you wrong. So don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. I do this to everyone. So just don't take it personal. Wanna stick right beside me, saying all the things a lie. How do I know you're not lying? Baby, look at how they did me. Show me what makes you different. Baby, this is how they made me. I ain't changing. That's why I do you wrong. So don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. I do this to everyone. So just don't take it personal. Don't take it personal.
Lyrica Anderson, don't take it personal. Yes. Shout out to Lyrica for that.
Yes, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Miss Anderson yet, but I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Okay, yeah, she's been here a few times. We'll have to get her back in studio because I know that Love & Hip Hop Hollywood is out and whatnot. I won't be keeping up with the kids no more or any of that. But so you've heard of her
before. Yeah, yeah, I heard her. She's dope. That record is dope too. So
Now, like growing up for you, like what were who were some of your influences in music?
Like music wise, probably I say Chris Brown. Like Chris Brown, like one of the top.
Like, what was the first Chris Brown track you heard and you were like,
"Yo, excuse me, miss."
Which one?
Yo, that was everybody's cut. Yeah.
Yo. Now, were you like one of the ones where you would like in your bedroom turn the TV on? You was like practicing the dance moves too.
Yeah, I would sing that all the time in school, man. Like that was like my joint, man. Like he was just like my idol, like growing up. You know what I mean? Like he's just talented, man. He dance, sing, he do it all.
And now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in San Diego.
Yeah. It's so interesting because you know you lightweight, low-key have a little bit of an East Coast accent.
Oh, for real?
Kind of.
Really?
Like, a little bit. Like
that's the first.
Really?
I never heard that ever.
Maybe I haven't been to San Diego, so that's how they talk down there.
Yeah.
Or whatnot. Would you say your sound, though, is West Coast? Or?
Personally, yeah. I think it would be more fitting to the West Coast type of style. For me, yeah. But, I mean, I could switch it up, too. Like, I have that East Coast stuff, too. I like to be more versatile with my music.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all the listeners could hear, you know, East Coast, West Coast, everywhere.
Yeah. And for you, when was, like, kind of the moment that you felt like, okay, this is what I want, this is what I have to do. Not want to do, this is what I have to do.
Probably, like, just growing up, music was always, like, a big thing for me growing up. Like, I would always sing when I was just a small kid. So it just stuck to me, you know. But I guess when it really hit me that I want to do it, it's probably, like, after high school, when I graduated high school, like, yo, this is, like, a real thing that I really want to pursue. Like, it's my dream. Like, I love music, so.
Any pullback from your family?
Nah, I mean, they support it. Like, you know, support it fully. My mom supports it, my pops, you know. My whole family's real supportive. All my friends are supportive, so. Dope. I appreciate that.
All right, we're going to get into one more video. Her name, even though we have a Rachel Crowe here on Black Hollywood Live, this is another Rachel Crowe. and the song is called Dime. Take a look.
Silver, blame it on the love I used to give you. Baby, you could never buy no better. Oh, you're gonna pay for this forever. Hey, tried to spend my love and now it's broken. Cause you could never see I was the token. This is who I am, it's time to show it. And now you want me back, you must be joking. Just fine. Just don't say goodbye to this time.
Rachel Crowe Dime. It's interesting, the beat to that is everything, and I feel like it's like that tribal kind of like gospel-y thing that's coming out right now.
That's a dope beat.
Because it kind of gives me that new Demi Lovato song, too. That Sorry Not Sorry.
Man, that Demi, though.
Demi Lovato.
I've never been a fan of her.
Oh, you haven't heard it?
I'm a fan now.
Okay, wait. Can we pull up Demi Lovato's Sorry Not Sorry? Because I got to say, I'll be the first to say, I was never a Demi Lovato.
She can sing, though.
Huh?
She can sing.
She can sing, but like the things she was singing, I was never here. Like Skyscrapers. Like, Skyscrapers. I don't know what it was. But like, Demi Lovato, never here for it. But this year, Demi Lovato, when she came out with that Confidence song, I was like, okay, that's cute. Yeah. How Miley Cyrus is you? And then Cool for the Summer. But this song, play this, because this girl got some vocal.
Dash is dope.
Just somewhere where she's singing. Right, fast forward a little bit right there. Perfect. Like, the visual, she has her look together. She is beautiful, sexy. The sound is her soulful and her voice. Right. Go ahead.
I was like, go ahead, Demi.
Baby, I'm sorry.
Kissy, kissy, boo. I'm like, who's she even hanging around?
Okay. Who you fucking girl?
Don't tell your mother.
Okay, I didn't see this video.
Who's next?
Okay, not y'all, but I mean, like, damn, Demi, we want to hear the fucking song. Right there. Tell me how I feel, but it's such a bitter
pill. And yeah, I know you thought you had been better things, but right now this is
because the grass is greener under me. So there we go. Demi Lovato, Sorry Not Sorry. She's killing it right now. She got this other one out with Jax Jones.
Okay.
He produced this beat, and it's with her. And, you know, I'm obsessed with this girl, Stefflon London. This rapper, Stefflon Don. And she's from London. And she got on the track, and I just think it's so epic. I think that she's like basically a London version of Nicki Minaj.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's dope.
So Demi, whoever is behind you right now, marketing you is what you need to stay with, because whoever's marketing Selena Gomez right now is fucking up. All right,
you not here for Selena's new stuff.
All right, J Star. So,
oh, you don't like Selena, huh? Selena.
I loved her.
No.
Okay,
well, we won't even go there.
I'm clicking on the Demi for now. You know what I'm saying? All right, so J Star. So we have. Well, let's play the video first. So this video is called Tell Me. Tell us, set it up for us.
Well, this is not Tell Me. I did this back in November, music video. It's just like a love song, West Coast type, you know. But yeah, that's pretty much it, man.
All right, let's take a look.
Yeah, my baby, she a rider. And she the one that I admire. And ain't no other chick flyer. Had a chick set the city on fire. Baby, tell me what you want. I'ma give you what you want. I got you. Baby, tell me what you want. I'ma give you what you want. I got you. I got you. Tell me what you want. I'ma give you what you want. I got you. I got you. Baby, tell me what you want. I'ma give you what you want. I got you. I got you. Yeah, my baby, she a rider. Make these other bitches wanna go retire. I ain't even gonna front. I got a thing for you. Buying all the bling for you. And I'm the type to get a ring for you. See a bad thing, she gon' push up on it. Once you tell me come over, I'ma pull up on you. Cause you the baddest thing that I bought a team. She whisper in my ear, tell me naughty things. But baby, we got to take things slow. Like, we got to take things slow. She the one that I admire, and ain't no other chick flyer. Got a chick set the city on fire. Baby, tell me what you want. I'ma give you what you want. I got you. I got you. Baby, tell me what you want. I'ma give you what you want. I got you. I got you. Tell me what you want. I'ma give you what you want. I got you. I got you. Baby, tell me what you want. I'ma give you what you want. I got you. I got you. See, I ain't even gonna lie. Fly to you, ain't doing long distance, I'ma fly to you. Be that guy for you, so that I'ma ride for you. I'll be the one to take that bullet and die for you. Like, oh, I think she want me. I'll never leave her lonely. She needs me, she can phone me. Cause she my one and only. Like, oh, I think she wants me. I'll never leave her lonely. She needs me, she can phone me. Cause she
set the city on fire. Baby, tell me what you want, I'ma give what you want. I got you, I got you. Baby, tell me what you want.
J-Star, tell me, yeah. Hey. I love it because it gives me like this vibe.
That's West Coast. Like,
really? Okay, a little bit, yeah, but you know what it really makes me feel like? It gives me like the vibe of like that nostalgic early 2000s kind of.
I feel good.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, oh my, like this would have totally, you know what I mean? Like, this is like, I just hear like that sound. It makes you feel, it's like that feel good, that feel good sound. What's your writing style like? Like, do you like to hear the beat first? Do you like
to? Yeah, I like to hear the beat. Yeah. And I just write in the studio or sometimes I just write at the house. Anywhere when I like just alone just writing, but yeah.
And now we're working on or planning on dropping a new single, Focus. So is that off a new project or?
Yeah, it's off a new project. My album is going to drop in September 27th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. And what's the name of it?
Slight Work.
Why Slight Work?
Man, I don't know. That was just like a saying I used to say in high school, man. Like just Slight Work is just like, you know, light. You know what I mean? Something dope. You know what I mean? It's just like.
Did you get that shit from Wale?
Yeah, I got that from Wale. You know what's up. You know what's up.
I know what's up, though.
But yeah, man.
And now, as far as like what we're trying to do by the end of the year, so we always kind of talk about like how people try to put out visuals with everything. Is that where we're headed?
Yeah, I'm shooting videos. I'm shooting two videos this or three videos actually this year, and then doing upcoming shows, more shows and stuff like that. So yeah, I've just been working, man.
Now, do we have collaborations on the album?
On the album, yeah, I have Young Sam, a.k.a. Frank from HBK Gang, Stiso, my boy from San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of dope artists on the track, on a EP.
A female that I would actually think you'd be really dope with is Abrina.
Ooh.
Abrina? I brought her up last week. Abrina. She goes by Abrina.
She's from
Abrina
L.A.?
Abrina Music, yep. She's from, I wonder actually, is she from San Diego? No, she's from the Bay.
Okay, yeah.
I always be getting them mixed
up. I love the sound, man. The Bay.
Turned up. And then, what's her name? Oh, from last week. From the Bay. With the cool cars in the video.
And Angelique.
She's dope. Oh, you know Angelique?
Yeah, I heard of her. She's dope. I heard a couple records, but she's dope.
You guys' sound would be really dope to you.
She's from the Bay?
She's from the Bay, too. Right. Yeah,
she's dope.
She just did a song, and she sampled Lumidee.
Oh, really?
That one. And then she filmed the video up by... the same place that E-40 did Tell Me When To Go.
Mm.
I was like, all right, girl, go ahead. Now, where'd you film that? Because
I actually filmed that back home, like growing. I used to live in like Riverside, Paris, California. Uh-huh.
I thought them, that's so funny because I thought them like, them houses.
You know what that is?
I mean, I have family that lives in like Riverside and Fontana. Yeah. I used to live in Rialto.
Okay, that's crazy.
In the late
90s.
So I kind of, it just looked familiar, you know, because all the houses and areas kind of look the same.
Yeah,
like
that's crazy.
So that right there, exactly, Steve. All that looked familiar. I'm like, that just looked familiar the whole time I was watching.
That's
like,
crazy. I didn't even think no one would catch that ever. Mm,
yeah,
that's crazy.
I'm looking like, that look like everything out here. I'm like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
That's crazy. Like, that's how I look out
that's
there.
That's crazy.
Now, what's been kind of one of your biggest hurdles doing the music industry, like kind of by yourself?
I mean, it's an investment, you know what I mean? Money's like, music's always an investment, you know what I mean? And plus, like, as an independent artist, you know, it's always gonna be harder,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So,
people be like, oh, wait, you put this video out, this is your job. Like, no, I got like five jobs to support this
yeah,
job.
Yeah. But I mean, I get a lot of following, man. Like, I get a lot of people who really support my stuff, which I really appreciate. You know, I'm truly blessed for all that, all the people who really support my stuff. So yeah, man, it's just been working hard, man.
Any shows coming up?
Actually, no, not right now. Not right now.
You're
just
in,
been
like,
working
work
on
mode.
Yeah, just working right now. I just came back from Miami like last month. July.
Okay.
Yeah,
what was going on?
I had a show up there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I was gonna be messy. Like, what else was going on? I know you got somebody. I know you got a story. You came with a whole crew, so I can just imagine what happened in Miami.
Nothing crazy, man.
He's real focused right now.
It was dope, man. It was a good time. We all had a good time, so it was cool. That's
all right. So Light Work. Come in.
Slight work.
Yeah. Coming in
September 27th.
And then Focus is August 20th.
Yes, sir.
Boom.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to carry on. We got our homie Chad Black. He sent in this video. We were going to play it last week. Unfortunately, we had to get out of here early. The song is called Rake It Up. It's the remix. And it is featuring Pierre D. Take a look.
Fuck it up.
Bust it down. Rake it up.
Yo.
Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up.
Ay, 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 ay.
Shout out my bitch.
She wrecking up.
She on the pole.
And I don't give a fuck. No.
up. She think it fuck. Yeah, she is. She bag it up. Yeah, she bring it all home and she always down to cut. Hold up. She we're might be mine. I might be hers. I knock the pussy out and that broke niggas make her nervous. Dang. Oh yeah, I think I love her. Blue honeys and green ones, that's what she can't get enough of. She super bad. Yep. She always cover her hair for the bills cause she know I won't trust. Never on the double. Or how she be coming back when that money just ain't enough for her. Wait, I lift it up for her. Catch way more than nuts for her. Blasting out her back and she know me, I cannot afford to be broke, so I don't low. I just get rope, make her climb up. Now we on go, I just won't though. And she really know how I get down.
I see all my hoes, rank it up. Bust it down, rank it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up. I tell all my hoes, break it up, bust it down, break it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up.
Chad Black featuring Pierre D. Break it up, fuck it up. Make sure you guys check out the full video on his YouTube channel. So obviously we talk about it's an investment being an independent artist and whatnot. How has it kind of been, I mean, growing up in San Diego? So, I mean, just seeing, like, the crew that you came in with, is this, like, a crew that you grew up with? And is that important to you to keep your team, that circle?
I think it's important, man. You know, it's real important. I mean, they've been following me. They've been, like, supporting me, rocking with me since, I mean, we all went to high school together.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean? So.
And y'all are still friends.
Yeah, we're close, man. That's like my family, like my second family, you know what I mean? Like, anything they need, I got it, you know, vice versa, you feel me? But, yeah, I mean, they've been really rocking with me since day one. I really appreciate that. That's how it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? I gotta keep it though.
All right, I got this really dope record, you guys. And even though I think that they're already signed and I don't give a fuck because it's everything, I didn't know they had a video to it.
Okay, what is it?
But I'd be playing this on my motherfucking iTunes. Out. So they're twins.
Okay.
And they go by the name of Van Jess, and it's featuring Masego, and the song is called Touch the Floor, and it's like a Bruno Mars song in the sense of, like, it's iconic. I feel like it has the sound that will just be around forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a look. And you probably have, which is why I said they're probably already signed.
I've been searching for a minute for someone to draw me in.
Right, it gets that early 90s feel, right?
I'm ready to drop. Don't stop. I'm
like
ready
the name,
to
is that name?
Here's the message. Now it's up to you to send it, baby. You've got the magic touch. One look is all it takes. My fire's blazing. I don't think you understand that. Any moment, any time, you can make me move my body with no cares or worries. Yeah, everybody's staring. Tonight, I can't promise that my hands won't touch the floor, yeah. Hands won't touch.
Van Jess featuring Masego, Touch the Floor.
Oh, yeah.
Dope little vibe, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's dope. And the twins, too? That's crazy.
And the twins.
You don't see that.
Okay. And I like that it's not, they're not extra about it, too. I mean, they ain't Nick and Navy or anything, you
right.
know. Which, bitches, I'm going to hit y'all up because you said you was going to get this visual and we still ain't get it yet. Okay. But that's fine. All right. So before we wrap up, J-Star, thank you for coming through.
Appreciate it, man. Thank y'all for having me.
Where can everyone follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram, Real J-Star, Twitter, the Real J-Star _. Yeah.
And your YouTube?
And YouTube, J-Star, just J-Star.
Boom. So make sure you guys check out his YouTube, like, subscribe, do all that. Check out the rest of the video for Tell Me. Yeah. And then, like he said, Focused is coming out.
August 20, man. Tune in.
And
August
make sure 20. You send us that video.
Of course.
So
no
we
doubt.
Can throw it on up in no here. And then we're going to get you on Dash. We're going to see you out and about and around.
Yes, sir.
And then I'm assuming we're going to get some performances by the end of the year.
Of course, man. Appreciate it.
Bet.
Of course.
Mr. Carter.
You already Mr. Carter. Know. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter and check out my single Smooth Love everywhere.
You know, available on iTunes, Apple Music, and whatnot. Purchased it. All right, and then you guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Hit us up at BHL, The Beat, across all social media platforms. And if you guys have a video, a friend, or someone you just want to send in, and also, guys, we're taking beats. So if you guys want your beat featured in a segment here on the show, or you want these artists who come in here to, you know what I mean, see what they got, because we gonna do you freestyle?
Nah, not
bitch,
really.
Because I'll put you right on the spot.
That's
me and my roommate was going in last night. All right, but that's for another day. So if you guys have anything you guys want to send in, send it to us at bhlthebeat@gmail.com, and we'll get it played on the show. But we have a special performance for you guys. So Ro and Mo, they came in a few weeks ago, Ball Till You Fall. We showed you guys the video. Unfortunately, we couldn't play the performance last week, so we saved it, and we have it for you guys today. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys check us out every Wednesday, 2 p.m., streaming live on Black Hollywood Live. Until next week, same time, same place.
Yeah.
Peace. Take it away, Ro and Mo.
It's your boy Mo and Ro. We about to ball till we fall. Let's get it. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Look, I'm really just living. Gold bottle sipping. Brought to you for salute, Scottie Pippen, from the rags to the riches. I came from the trenches, swag so official, I be flossing like a dentist. We winning over here, I can show you how to get it. On my block shit, fly nigga, handle business. Started from the bottom, now we hotter than the kitchen. Ball on these suckers, they ain't ready for a scrimmage. I'm looking like a billion every time I'm in the building. Put me in the coffin, cause they know that I be killing. The coupe fit too, it ain't come with a ceiling. Tell them stop hating, I can see they in they feelings. I'm always on my grind like I been drug dealing. All fam, no friends, cause the mother cat's killing. I kept it 100 cause I always been a riddance. A shark in this water and you other cat's fishes. Let's go.
Y'all call it something, but I'm really just living.
I keep it 100, check the digits.
Keep a lookout, yeah, you won't wanna miss.
What? This is how we live in. We got ball till we fall. Ball till we, this is how we live in.
Ball till you fall. Up.
Come on,
work too damn hard to live regular. I keep the shit lit on the regular. You know I got king, bring the batteries up.
Right, can we do this shit for real?
Independent, moving like I got a deal.
Hey,
Hollywood
hey,
kills.
Ball on these suckers cause they know I got skills. Turn up.
Sit back, I'm getting paper. I'm sharper than a motherfucking razor. I really be fresh and Bill Taylor. Can we cut these animals for walking on these gators? I'm all the way up. Kingston, my shine, cause you ain't got enough.
Turn up.
This is takeover.
Turn up.
This is heads up.
Turn up.
If you sleep on me, then we gon' wake you up.
Hey, bro, sudden, but I'm really just living.
I keep it 100, check the digits.
Keep a lookout,
yeah, you won't wanna miss it.
Hey, no, yo, pretend. And what we do, we got ball, 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 ball,
ball, ball, ball,
ball,
ball, ball,
ball,
ball, ball,
ball,
ball, ball, ball, ball, ball, ball, ball, ball, ball, ball, ball, ball, ball, ball, ball, ball, ball,
Ball till you fall. Let's go.
Yeah, it's your boy Ro.
It's your boy Mo.
And make sure y'all go ahead to YouTube.com to check out that music video. Just
ball
type in
you fall.
Mo and Ro, Ball Till You Fall. And also,
shout out BHL for having us and follow us on social media. Instagram, Real Mo and Ro. Snapchat, Real Mo and Ro.
Twitter, Real Mo and Ro. Facebook, Mo and Ro.
Everything. Just Google us, baby.
Yeah. Ball Till You Fall.
Ro. farm executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.